You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, I spoke to Marshall Lorenzo, aka Baby Gorgeous himself, on his new show, Baby Gorgeous Build-Ups, which is a sketch comedy, which is happening in Te Whanganui Tata, Wellington on the 26th. And it was a very fun chat. He's a very lovely, funny guy. Still not been to a show, but I definitely will once he is back in Tamaki with another Baby Gorgeous. But yeah, here is our chat. So before we discuss Baby Gorgeous build-ups, you were on the show in September last year for a different run of Baby Gorgeous. What was the reception like for that run?
It was really good. Baby Gorgeous was, it felt like a great introduction to me, having, of course, like been out of New Zealand and doing comedy in Toronto for so long. It felt like the perfect sort of, here's who I am, here's what I'm about, here's my POV, here's my sense of humor. It was amazing, honestly.
Awesome. Lovely to hear that. And yeah, Baby Gorgeous build-ups is set to head to Te Whanganui Atara, Wellington, the capital, at the Griffin Theatre from the 26th to the 28th this month. Now, about Baby Gorgeous build-up specifically, this will be a new take on your sketch comedy show. How has Baby Gorgeous evolved from when we last saw it?
So Baby Gorgeous was a response to... It was a response to my weight gain, which I think I mentioned last time, and how I sort of used delusion to power through, you know, feeling myself and like having the confidence to get back on stage, all that kind of stuff. Baby Gorgeous build-ups is a response to how I've created a monster, basically. I'm overconfident, I'm delusional, I think I'm prettier than I am, thinner than I am, more successful than I am, all those things. Truly, like, I've built it up and I need to be torn down to my real level.
Right, this sounds like it's quite a self-deprecating, humorous show, is the vibe I'm getting.
It is. Like, for example, when I was, like, going through the writing process, I was walking down Karangahape Road in Auckland, and I saw a reflection of myself, and this is, I'd lost a bit of weight, right? And I literally saw my reflection and went, and made like an orgasmic noise, truly, earnestly. And I was like, that's insane. What is wrong with you? Like, you look normal, by the way. You don't look like a supermodel. You don't look like Gigi Hadid. So I wrote a sketch called Feeling Myself, where, you know, I'm a new person because I've lost weight, but I keep randomly orgasming with how good I look, much to the annoyance of my friends and family who are concerned for my well-being.
Look, I don't think they should be concerned at all. Self-confidence is a very important thing. You'd rather be confident in yourself rather than feeling bad about yourself, you know?
I know, but Joel, I've become unstoppable now.
It's... Look, you know what? We love to hear it. We absolutely love to hear it. And I should probably take some notes as well, because I want to create my own monster in a similar regard. Talking a bit more about build-ups here, you have a theme song for the show by the same name. Was this theme song something you developed yourself? And if so, what was the process for that like?
So I try to open each show with a banger. I describe them as like slut tracks. Like, it needs to be like a deep undulating sound. It needs to like get the audience going, that kind of thing. So I had that for Baby Gorgeous. And for this, it was really tough. Because the whole show is built on the idea of build-ups, right? Which is usually a very sort of like, oh, build-up. You know, you bought a steak pie and it has no steak in it. Build-ups. So it was like, how do I make that funny and positive? So it's kind of about the fall of capitalism. It's not super positive. But it's sort of just sort of a listy slut track. So like, you know, RuPaul's Drag Race Global All-Stars, total build-ups. Chris Hipkins delivering a center-left party, total build-ups. That's the vibe of it.
Right.
It's great. It's better than Baby Gorgeous, I'll say that.
True. And is this something you wrote yourself and performed yourself?
Yeah, I like basically find sort of either royalty-free music and then tweak it a little bit myself in GarageBand and then write over the beats. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Sick. Now, you've curated quite a few Baby Gorgeouses at this stage. What would you say you would have learned about yourself through these different shows?
I think for the first show, I really was sort of doubting my ability to deliver comedy that I knew I could be funny. I knew I could, you know, have a decent show, but I was like, can I deliver something that also has like a POV? Like, people can laugh at something really dumb, but then walk away with, oh, hey, maybe we should pay attention to libertarian parties who are trying to rewrite our nation's founding document. Or, you know, like, I want it to not be like stupid. That said, I absolutely still have sketches in it. For example, I have a sketch called that is stupid called Heels. where it's just about a guy who wants to wear his cowboy boots on hardwood floors. Like, and the whole thing is just a sound effect thing. Again, feeding into that delusional, like, I look amazing in cowboy boots and no one can tell me anything else.
Look, everyone looks amazing in cowboy boots. I'm wearing cowboy boots today. I know the exact...
Are you really?
I really am. I'll try and awkwardly show you.
Yes! Oh my God, yes!
Oh my God, I'm going to get a cramp. Cowboy boots are awesome. Expensive.
Yeah.
But, you know, worth it. And I know the exact same sort of clink on, like, hard surfaces that you're talking about. Because I get there every time I walk to work and I'm like, yep, I'm feeling incredible. People can hear me from a mile away. I'm feeling sexy and awesome.
That's what it is. It's kind of like you're putting out an acoustic sound to let people know that mother has arrived. Also, my name's Marshall. I can't not have cowboy boots with the name like Marshall. So.
Absolutely. It's just, it's in the name. It was destined.
Thank you. Thank you, Mom.
Now, this show is obviously being held in Te Whanganui Atara. Are there plans for another Baby Gorgeous here in Tamaki Makaurau anytime soon?
I hope so. I'm trying to find a venue because basically I wanted to do a trilogy of shows. So like Baby Gorgeous, Baby Gorgeous build-ups, and then potentially I was thinking maybe Baby Gorgeous gag. Some sort of finality to sort of deal with the fact that, yes, I've created a monster, and what does that look like? Like, what happens to someone who, like, has fed themselves with such delusion? Like, how have they unwound all of their progress? Also, like, in the process of doing the show, really fell in love with one particular character, the Briscoe's lady, who we all know and love as Mother.
Mm-hmm.
So any opportunity to bring her back and see what she's up to in the next show. But if you are interested in the Briscoe's lady, she will be at Baby Gorgeous Build-Ups in New Zealand Fringe in Wellington, so...
Could you elaborate a little bit more on what this Briscoe lady is for those who are unaware?
So the Briscoe's lady, which you must be aware, otherwise death to all of you, but she's the face of Briscoe's. She has incredible hair, which I assume is a wig, and she sells us products that are overpriced, but if you get them on Tuesday, you will get a discount deal. I just wanted to write a sketch about a company that has a bedding section named Manchester. I just thought that was like so much part of like the white colonial machine, but like still making it cute Briscoes. Like, it was insane to me.
So Baby Gorgeous Baby Gorgeous build-ups, I'm losing my mind here. Baby Gorgeous build-ups, right? So are tickets still available for those who are interested in attending and are in Te Whanganui Atara at the time? And if so, how can people come along?
So the opening night is selling fast. We are closing out for opening night, which is Wednesday, February 26th, but the 27th and 28th, Thursday and Friday, we still have tons of tickets available. It opens next week, and it really is something different compared to the rest of the lineup at Fringe. So, like, you're really going to get bang for your buck coming to see it. And it opens at Griffin Theatre next week.
Lovely. And finally...
And you can get tickets... Sorry. You can get tickets at New Zealand Fringe's website. That's helpful, right, Joel?
Yes, that's very helpful.
Yeah.
And finally, overall, what is next for you, Marshall? I think I asked that last time.
Yeah. I mean, apart from a third version of Baby Gorgeous, I have managers and I have friends who are like pushing me to get on social media. So I've been dragging my feet for what, like 6, 7, 8 years now. So I will bring probably the Briscoe's lady first onto social media. So if you follow me at Marshall Lorenzo on Instagram and then potentially on TikTok unless it disappears, that's where you will find me.
That was Marshall Lorenzo on his stand-up comedy show Baby Gorgeous Build-Ups coming to Wellington.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.